Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WH. We are talking to Ann Scully, United Way of Connecticut. The mission of the United Way of Connecticut and 211 is to help meet the needs of Connecticut and its residents by providing things like information, education, and connection to services through 211. It's free. It's confidential. Rural service that connects people to essential health and human services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, either online or over the phone. So when in doubt, 211 will probably have what you're looking for. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Mayor. I'm excited to be here.
Now, a lot of people might not know about 211, but you know what? I find myself, you know, saying, you know, just call 211. They'll have an answer for you on something like that because you guys really cover everything. And I mean, it can be starting from things like youth programs. If you're in crisis, you know, you have somebody to cover that. There's legal assistance. There's housing. There's stuff for older adults in our community. I mean, everybody's covered when it comes to 211.
That's correct. And we're proud to say that we have the most comprehensive database of health and human service programs in the state of Connecticut. So we have about 40,000 programs and services reflected in our database. We say it's a living, breathing organism, so it's constantly updated.
Yeah.
Continuously changing. We have a team of 5 full-time information information referral service professionals that maintain that database and work with providers across the state to ensure it's updated.
I mean, if I talk about things like that, people think Connecticut, you know, we're considered a wealthy state, but there's people in our state that have food insecurity, that are in need of assistance. And then there's a housing crisis. Some people can't afford the rents in the state of Connecticut. So there's a housing crisis. There's a need for places to live. There's a homelessness situation going on. And then on top of that, you guys cover mental health and substance abuse, too. I mean, so you're really like a jack of all trades. So you are the resource center. You are the navigator of answers.
Yeah, we're constantly striving to better meet the needs of Connecticut and its residents, but we're proud to be the first place people turn to for help. And as you said, we are a blended contact center here in Connecticut. So in addition to providing that traditional information and referral, so looking for places to find a food pantry or looking for shelter, we provide that referral. But we're also a certified crisis intervention line, as you referred to. So last year, we fielded almost 120,000 crisis calls from Connecticut residents that made up about 47% of our total call volume.
Now, when you say crisis phone call, what does that mean?
So when individuals dial 211, they're greeted with a cue or a prompt to help them identify what type of call
request
they have.
Exactly. Of sorts.
So all of our crisis calls are self-selected, so an individual can press 1, and that will sort of jump them to the top of the call queue and allow them to speak with a certified contact specialist to navigate them through that issue.
So that's like a suicide thoughts
exactly.
Or someone who's in a really traumatic situation.
Exactly, yeah. So we're accredited by, it's called the American Association of Suicidology. So we are not only have that accreditation, but we're the point of contact for the National Suicide Prevention Line, Lifeline.
Really?
So that number is 1-800-SUICIDE, but in Connecticut, if you dial that, you're triaged to 211.
Okay. And let's explain this, because, Ann, you're from the United Way of Connecticut, and 211 of Connecticut is like, it's a partnership, essentially, with the state of Connecticut and the United Way.
Yeah, so 211 began as InfoLine back in 1976, but it became it was sort of a public-private partnership between United Ways and the state of Connecticut. So United Way of Connecticut serves as our state association, but there's also 15 local United Ways scattered across the
okay.
state that do fantastic work. The beautiful thing about United Ways is that they're really ingrained in their community, so their programs and the investments they make in community reflect the needs of that community.
Yes, so that's really, you know what you need for your house, and mm-hmm. then if you break it down and have United Ways that are specific to a certain amount of towns and organizations, they know what's best to meet the needs of those towns that they serve.
That's a really great way to put it. And 211 is a program of United Way of Connecticut that receives very generous support from the state of Connecticut, but also from our 15 local United Ways.
Okay.
So we wouldn't be able to provide this free 24-hour service without that generous support from the state and our local United Ways.
And when you think about this time of year and ways that the United Way can help people, I mean, it's wintertime, you know, and it can imagine losing your apartment or losing your home during the winter months or imagine having a home and, you know, not being able to pay for heat, you know, that we just had Eversource talk about another rate hike. And they hike it in the wintertime because, it, you know, it's need-based.
It is.
So people start to struggle. And, you know, when it comes to something like winter needs and utility assistance, 211 can be a place where people can help. And you have Operation Fuel. I think everybody's heard a little bit about Operation Fuel, but tell us more about that.
Yeah, Operation Fuel is a great program that if you dial 211 or visit our website, there's information about how to connect to that program. And it helps to offset the cost of your heating bill or your fuel
bill. Yeah, you're not paying the whole bill for people.
Right.
And there is eligibility criteria.
Exactly.
And, you know, you can find out town by town, you know, how it's handled. And this is all. Really, it's entered right on your site. It's all click through and it's super easy. And I love that. I love it when people make things super easy for anybody. So if I type in, you know, what town I live in, we'll just say I'll type in Berlin right now. And it'll show opportunities in the greater, you know, Meriden area. If I happen to live in that area, it gives you phone numbers and information. And then you can make an appointment and apply and talk to people about how they can help you with year-round emergency energy assistance. And this is a nonprofit organization, Operation Fuel, and they're raising money to help people. It's just helping people. And that's one of the things I'm trying to teach my kids, like, just be a good person, do the right thing, give when you can, help who you can, and do the right thing. And this is essentially all the things that the United Way and 211 is.
Yeah, that's what we're all about. We United Way is fight for the health, education, and financial security of every person in every community. That's our tagline here in Connecticut and across the nation. And as Mary said, it's really as easy as going to www.211ct.org and clicking on a utility assistance category page to start the process of finding various ways to help offset your heating or your fuel bills during the winter, but even seasonally.
Yeah, because, you know, there's fuel assistant. They'll help you figure out payment plans. There's a winter protection program, matching payment programs. I mean, it's not just paying your bill for you. There's going to be home energy solutions. Like, there's the Energize Connecticut program that goes on as well. There's a lot of great things. And that's, you know, that's how it works. If you need something like utility assistance or energy assistance, that's just one of the, I mean, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. I mean, I can count how many different things that 211 does to serve, you know, Connecticut and, you know, our communities. It's pretty amazing.
Thanks for saying that. And just last year, FY19, the fiscal year 19, we had more than 30,000 requests for utility assistance at 211. But that doesn't include the number of people that went to our website and we're navigating through that to find help. And we right now have a partnership or a campaign, I should say, with Eversource that if you text CT Warm to 898211, it will provide you with information about where you can apply for local energy assistance through your CAP agency or your local application site. So that will shoot you a text message right away. You don't have to wait on the phone. You don't have to go on the website. You can do it right from your cell phone, which is a great service and a great way to find out whether or not you qualify for hardship, which can make you eligible for various programs.
Now, I just had read in the news this week about Richard Sherman. He used to play for the Seattle Seahawks, and he plays for the 49ers now. And he had just paid off student lunch debt.
That's awesome.
Because, right? It's like a super rad story at this time of year, especially. And because there are kids in crisis who need nutrition programs and need assistance, especially when school is out for holiday season. Because some of these kids are getting, you know, most of their meals for the day within the hours that they're at school. And it's, you know, it's pretty tragic that they don't look, these are kids out there not looking forward to summer vacations or having a winter break from school because they're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of things that you can learn about how to help kids, whether it's the SNAP program, the summer food program. This is all 211 available, too. And you think I'm joking when I say that the United Way and 211 of Connecticut cover everything. I'm not kidding. So these are children nutrition programs. And then, you know, there's the Birth to Three program, which my son Cooper participated in the Birth to Three program, too. He was a late talker and what an amazing program Birth to Three
is. It's such a great program, and thanks for plugging that as well. We have a specialized program at United Way of Connecticut under our 211 umbrella called the Child Development Info Line, and that is the point of access or point of entry for that Birth to Three program. It can also connect you to programs like Help Me Grow, which administers the Ages and Stages questionnaire, which for any new parent, a lot of people, they associate 211 with just low-income families, but it's really a service for all of Connecticut
residents. It's very informational. And I remember I actually did call 211 to get you know, the birth to three services. And I love Bethany. And I was sad when my son turned three, most of all because he was getting bigger. But then I lost her because she felt like she had become a part of my family. But there's pre-kindergarten programs. There is early Head Start programs in Connecticut, Care for Kids, which is helping people who are trying to get back to work. But you know how expensive childcare is. Mm-hmm. And that Care for Kids, man, that really is helping out in a lot of situations, getting people back on their feet again. Mm-hmm. And this is for Care for Kids, if you don't know about it, is a low to moderate income family program. It helps people pay for childcare costs. And that's co-sponsored by the Connecticut Office of Early Childhood. So the deal is that you have to go if you're, you know, you have income eligibility. You're working, you're trying to get back on your feet again. You just got hired again. Unemployment, you know, had been high in our state for a long time. People are finally getting back to work, but you know, childcare costs eating up most of your income because we're going back to work, but the rate of pay is not necessarily, you know, what it takes to survive here in the state. So there's quick and easy eligibility screening tools, and it's all, like I said, click through from 211ct.org. It's ConnecticutCareForKids.com. And all Care for Kid providers who are helping out with people for child care, they're all required to complete mandatory provider orientation and annual training as required by federal law. And so these providers that you guys sanction through the Care for Kids program mm-hmm. are all, you know, the best of the best.
Right. And as you said, that is the state's child care subsidy program. And we know one initiative that all 15 local United Ways, as well as our United Way of Connecticut State Association, are actively involved in is working and helping to promote programs and provide help for ALICE families in the state of Connecticut. So ALICE is an acronym that stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed.
Okay.
And what we know is that about 40% of our Connecticut households fall within that category where they're making less than what is required just to meet their basic needs.
Yeah. So let's say that again. ALICE means
Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed.
Employed. So these are people who are working, working mm-hmm. hard, sometimes two jobs,
right,
and still not making enough income to make things work.
Right. And for a family of four with two small children that are in need of child care, we know that child care is by far the largest expense for that
family's
budget.
It's like a mortgage sometimes.
It really is.
Let's talk about it.
They say it's almost the equivalent of paying for in-state tuition for a university.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are the kind of things that you will learn about through 211ct.org. And let's talk about the United Way a little bit, because I've actually had one of the local United Ways in to talk about the VITA, which is the Income Tax Assistance Program. And it's pretty awesome.
It really is. VITA is a program.
I'm sorry. VITA.
VITA. I love both of them. However you get to know it is perfectly fine. But that is a program that provides free tax assistance preparation for individuals across the state.
You know how much it costs to do your taxes?
Right.
And you know, and if you're working two jobs and you're in minimum wage situations or you're in a low wage situation, you know, that amount of money to file your taxes and to do it properly and make sure you're doing everything, because you know tax laws change every single year.
They do.
And things move around. This is a really great opportunity for you to get some help and to get your taxes filed correctly and make sure that you're doing it properly. And it's free tax preparation through the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, like she said. It's VITA. And it's not just doing the taxes either, because there's budget talks and mm-hmm. learning how to budget your money and figure out how to live with the money that you've got. And it's literacy about, you know, investing your money or how to save properly and how to do the right things. So it's not just doing it for you. It's you're learning to fish.
Absolutely. And what's fantastic about that program as well is this year, I believe that the income eligibility is any family or household that makes less than $56,000
okay.
is eligible to secure those free tax services. But those tax preparers are trained by the IRS. They're certified, and they make sure that you secure all of the tax credits that you're eligible for. So the child tax credit, the earned mm-hmm. income tax credit, and that can be a significant chunk of change that goes back into hardworking families' pockets.
Let me ask you this. Will they even go back and look at your old taxes?
They will.
To see? Will they do that? Because you know what? If you maybe didn't know about some of the things that you should have been filing, mm-hmm. let them take a look at your taxes from previous years, and they might be able to amend those returns
exactly.
and get you more money back. It's
exactly.
really crazy, the amount of change that happens in our tax laws every year as well. It's like a whole nother language.
Right.
It's like learning Mandarin. Be honest.
It is. I do my taxes online because I couldn't do them by myself. So it's a really great service. And in just a couple weeks, you'll be able to go on 211ct.org and click at the very top of the homepage, there'll be a banner that says free tax help.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give you information about how you can go ahead and schedule that appointment.
It's going to be here before you know it. And like I said, it's not just doing the taxes for free for you. You know, this is more than that. They're going to teach you budget and financial literacy coaching, too, which I think everybody could use, you know, figuring out ways to make your money do better for you.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
If you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we're talking to Ann Scully. She's from the United Way of Connecticut, and they're constantly striving to meet the needs of residents of our great state, being able to provide services and support through the state of Connecticut and Connecticut's local United Ways. And we've been talking about 211 and, you know, everything it does. And we started, you know, talking about things that are season, you know, like we're talking about winter stuff, whether it's heating or energy assistance or making sure that people are able to stay in their homes. But you guys are a year round thing. And I mean, when we talk about all the things you do stuff for not just children and families, but you cover older adults as well. And you've got some great programs for them as well. I mean, there's health and aging programs where the people who are maybe thinking about whether or not they can live on their own anymore and the day-to-day activities mm-hmm. of life aging in place and staying in your home. So, you know, maybe you want to stay in your house and you want to keep living your life and doing what you're doing, but can you do it all on your own?
Right.
And sometimes you got to ask for help. So it could be housekeeping. It could be meals. It could be transportation. And when I tell you 211CT.org covers it, I mean it. Because these are great situations, whether it's home health care, meals on wheels, you know, having meals delivered to the house, all of it, right?
Exactly. And I'm happy that you're plugging our website because a lot of times, sometimes people are a little intimidated about dialing 211 or don't know how to ask for the help.
Nobody likes to talk on the phone anymore.
Exactly. Ann.
Nobody.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to do everything in text because there's a certain safety in being alone and being able to, you know, explore and engage on your own. And that's the, you know, great. I mean, it's a terrible thing and it's a great thing at the same time. So if you're feeling nervous and you're not ready to dial 211CT.org is amazing.
And we've made a conscious effort to try to make the website experience as user-friendly as possible.
It is.
There's various ways to search. You can search by program name or keyword or agency name. We also have some what we call our need statements that are built right into our search functionality that are based off of the way that people ask for help when they're on the phone. So it says, I need help or I need food or I'm worried I can't pay my bill. And you can just click on one of those statements, populate your zip code or your address, click search, and it will populate search results with programs and services that will serve you. Based on where you live across the state.
And I'm telling you, it's really covering everything, like all ages of the spectrum, everything you can think of. You know, so elder care, nursing homes, if you have non-medical home care with like an in-home assistance type of thing, you can figure all of this out right at 211CT.org. It's pretty impressive. And if you're an older adult with a disability or a caregiver that needs to talk to someone who might need support services like benefits, counseling, information, or if you need an advocate, everybody needs somebody on their side sometimes. This is a great opportunity for you to learn. And that's an assistance with taxes as well for the older adults in our lives.
It is, absolutely.
They're living on fixed incomes. So think about that. It's not even minimum wage and working two jobs. That's a super fixed income. And if you're 60 plus and you need help with your local community resources or help applying for benefits, or if you're concerned about an older adult that you know, there's a municipal agent for the elderly that you can click through and find out more about as well.
It is. And that's a really good example of ways that we've tried to keep our database responsive to community needs. Just a year ago or so, we didn't list any pharmacies in our database, but now we do because we know that, in particular, older adults are in need of pharmacies that deliver medication.
Absolutely.
They have trouble. They have transportation barriers. And we've tried to build in some sort of self-screening tools into our website. And one that we just launched just a month ago or so is called our Healthy Lives Navigator.
Okay.
So it's an assessment you can take right off the homepage of our website that sort of walks you through some of the social determinants of health, which is sort of there's a growing body of research around the fact that, you know, clinical and social needs are equally important.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. So if someone, you know, has a cold but they can't put food on their table, giving them a prescription to feel better isn't gonna solve the problem.
Yeah.
So we're working closely with the State Hospital Association, with community health care providers to help bridge that gap so that individuals, when they're at a doctor's appointment or when they're meeting with a mental health physician or clinician, they're also connected to community resources as well.
That's really amazing. Now, in this day and age, we have an opioid crisis. We're every day on the news, you're hearing about people overdosing, fentanyl, even, you know, from the Purdue Pharma lawsuit. It's affected everybody. We can't hide from it anymore. It used to be some dirty little secret that somebody knew somebody whose brother was addicted to drugs or whose sister, you know,
exactly,
you know, had a problem. But you know what? Nobody's immune to it anymore. Substance abuse is all over the state of Connecticut. And 211 of Connecticut has a whole section for that as well. So if you're going through some type of crisis like that, or if you have somebody, this is a great, take a deep breath. And go to the website and take a look through this, because it's a great asset to the community as well. You can, if you're having a crisis with drugs, you can talk to someone immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times drug abuse and drug crisis goes hand in hand with a mental health issue.
It does.
And these are all things that 211 of Connecticut can point you in the right direction.
No, that's a really good point. And this is another example of, you know, we know this is a growing issue, not just in Connecticut, but across the nation. So absolutely 211 is here to help you connect to those resources if you or someone you love is struggling with a substance use disorder. So don't be shy about dialing 211 or visiting the website. We also have a text campaign around that. If you text CT Recovery to 898-211, it will once again allow you to populate your zip code, and then we'll connect you with some resources that serve your area.
And if you're in your car or you're at home and you're like, I just missed everything she just said, don't worry about it, because I'm going to put it all up on WRCH.com. I'll do click through, so you can go right and click on this Spotlight interview and you'll have all the information right at your fingertips. So think about it. If you have an alcohol problem, or if you're having drug issues, or you know somebody who needs inpatient drug detoxification, or you just want to look like, what do I do? Where do I even take my first step?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't even need to jump to the inpatient part. Just taking the first step. There's nothing to be ashamed about over that. And really, I encourage you, if you know someone in your life, talk to them about it. You know, it doesn't hurt to have a conversation.
That's totally true. And we also have, there's a screener on our website as well. So if you're worried about someone that you care about, that's a good way to maybe start that conversation. If you're not sure the best way to start that, to say, hey, you know, maybe you do need some help. That's,
yeah.
That's a good way to maybe.
And because you never know exactly what the right things to say are. Sometimes you worry about whether or not you're going to say the wrong thing. You know, how to approach someone
exactly
the right way and say, you know what, I'm not trying to judge you and I'm not trying to make you feel bad about this. I'm just trying to let you know that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need help.
It can really be a tricky conversation. That's really good.
Absolutely. So it's a great asset for people who want to broach the subject and go through and have that kind of talk at all. And, you know, you guys cover things like basic needs as well. And transportation, even. There's ride options and transit. And if you're looking for bus information, even the new train that runs all the way from New Haven through Hartford up into Springfield, there's a really great rail program going on right now. You guys are involved. I'm telling you, when you guys are like everything to everyone.
No,
it's pretty impressive.
It's funny. There's a sign up in our office that says only your mom has more answers than 211 that I laugh at every time I see.
That's
it's
so great.
It's true. We're not beating mom yet, but we're trying really hard to be that resource for everyone across the state.
So if you're thinking about, you know, anything, I'm telling you, whether it's food assistance, whether it's crisis in your life, if you know somebody who you might think is suicidal, or if you're feeling like you're having an emotional crisis, and you're just not sure where you're at and you're feeling lost and confused, this is a 211 thing as well. If you need an emergency shelter because there is a domestic violence situation and you are at a crossroads where you need to make a decision, and maybe you're not leaving right now, but you want to know, I need to put a plan together.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 211ct.org situation. You know, do you not have enough food for while your kids are home for winter break?
Right.
Are you looking for a food pantry? Or if you're a senior and you're looking for home delivered meals, or you're looking for congregate meals, this is a 211ct.org situation. And if you're worried about someone else, or if you're thinking about suicide, really, I can't say it enough. Suicide is preventable. We can help. It's just a bad day. 211ct.org.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And we know around the holidays, it can be especially
hard.
A stressful time for a lot of individuals, whether they're experiencing some emotional issues or they're having financial crises. So dialing 211 if you're feeling up against the wall is definitely a place you can turn to.
Tell me a little bit more about the United Way of Connecticut.
So yeah, we've been around for a long time, and we're really proud of the partnership we have with the state of Connecticut. We operate a few programs on behalf of the state of Connecticut. We serve as the front door for the state's coordinated access network, which is the access to shelter across the state. So if you or anyone you know is facing a housing crisis, homeless or imminently homeless, dial 211 to start that process to be connected with the shelter that you need. We have a great relationship with the Department of Children and Family, DCF. We operate the Youth Mobile Crisis Program on behalf of them. So once again, we're the service. So we're really proud of the relationship we have with the state, with the local United Ways, and we're here for Connecticut residents whenever they need that help.
Can't do it for free, though. You know, how do we make sure that we keep all these things, you know, moving and grooving throughout the state of Connecticut through the United Way?
It's true. We know the database we maintain on behalf of providers across the state, we know that those providers, just like us, we're a nonprofit. We're crunched for dollars, and we're constantly looking at ways to be more efficient while not sacrificing the service that we provide. So it's hard. There's definitely a need for investment in these resources, because it's important to provide them for Connecticut residents. We don't ever want to not be here to provide the help that residents need.
And it's not just money all the time, although money's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, be honest, but volunteers too, helping
Absolutely.
Others succeed, improving your own community, doing stuff in your own backyard, whether it's I'm good at filing, contribute whatever talent, energy, and time you have. Your time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And donating back into your community, whether it's a mentoring program or tutoring or doing, anything. You can do something and give back to your community.
And I would strongly encourage anyone that does have that desire, which is fantastic, to donate or to give or to volunteer, to contact their local United Way. Once again, there's 15 local United Ways that are scattered throughout Connecticut. They all do super impressive work that I couldn't even begin to do justice to if I described, but it's really impressive, and they're constantly looking at ways to involve community members to really create that symbiotic relationship between those that need help and those that are giving help. So it's fantastic.
It's pretty cool, because either donating your time, and then you guys have food donation programs and baby and diaper donation programs, because just like childcare, diapers, they ain't cheap either.
Not.
You know what? Household goods donation and winter clothes, looking for winter coats. I mean, I can't express enough how much great things that the United Way of Connecticut does, and in conjunction with 211ct.org. You guys are really covering all the bases, striving to really meet the needs of all the citizens of the state of Connecticut. And keep in mind that it's working people. These are people who have jobs that are doing and participating in society that still need help. You know, help your neighbors. It's the right thing to do.
That's United Way of Central Northeastern Connecticut has a really powerful campaign called Neighbors in Need, which I think is a great way to frame a lot of the work. And
you'd be surprised at who's right next door to you.
Exactly. And we say that about our ALICE population, which once again is that acronym that stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. That, you know, ALICE is everyone. It's the baseball coach that helps your son at practice.
Yeah.
It's the bus driver that picks up your kids in the morning. It's the school teacher that's teaching your children. It's the home health care that takes care of your aging
parents. School teachers getting
parents.
Second jobs. I mean, you're talking about people working in school systems teaching our kids that still aren't making enough money to meet basic needs.
Exactly.
It's everybody out there. You'd be shocked to know. So this is a great opportunity for everybody to learn more about the United Way of Connecticut and 211ct.org and all the great things you do. The website is wonderful. I love it when it's easy to walk through and just click through. There's not too much going on. There's nothing flashing. And it really is, this is what I need. What do you need help with? That's the question you see when you go to 211ct.org.
That's totally correct. And if you're on the website and you're looking for some more specific help or instruction, if you click at the very top, there's a professionals tab. You'll find a link for some recorded webinars and training. So if you want to know more about utility assistance or food assistance or mental health services or any of those topics.
Videos work better for you.
Sometimes video is a great way to do it. And a lot of times it'll be.
Everybody learns different.
Right, you'll hear my voice again, and it'll be walking through some different steps on how to access help. So feel free to check those out and let us know if you're looking for any additional services.
And Scully from the United Way of Connecticut and 211ct.org, thank you so much for coming in today and teaching us a little more about 211 and all the amazing things.
Thanks so much, Mary. You're an expert. You didn't need me, but I appreciate being here today.
Thank you so much. And thank you guys so much, too, for listening to Spotlight this morning on Light 100.5 WRCH. Have a great day.